you're not so much on the bubble, but you've been there before. What's this game like for all the guys who are battling for roster spots?
It's pretty nerve-wracking. It's basically the culmination of a lot of hard work, you know, and it comes down to, it feels like it comes down to one game. And so a lot of guys are putting this all on one game. They don't necessarily have to look at it like that, but you can't really avoid that kind of thinking.
So when you're thinking about it, hey, this is my one game, my one shot, do you think the guys make more mistakes because of that?
I don't know. Maybe some do, some don't. You know, the guys who are able to put that out of their minds are able to just play, but the guys who freak out about it and get tense, then they probably do get stymied a little bit by that kind of thinking.
Do you talk to guys who were on the bubble before this game?
Not really. I mean, you know, everyone wants to deal with it in their own way. If someone's really freaking out noticeably, you know, then they could use a little pep talk. But for the most part, everyone here is pretty much a self-starter and knows how to motivate themselves, so they're doing okay.
Have you ever freaked out noticeably?
No, I try to internalize that freak out. You can't show it on the outside, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is this really the final preseason game? Can you make it a team at this point? I mean, if you haven't shown enough in practice, could you do it in one game?
I think it's unlikely. I think coaches pretty much have in mind the guys they want. I mean, there probably are a few performances that will change their minds. You know, guys that haven't been able to see in game situations at all, and then all of a sudden when the lights come on, they would do something real, you know, great. That does happen, but I think for the most part, it's consistency that the coaches are looking for every day at practice and in all the preseason games.